The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Barbara Yakubu. In the headlines, President Mahama begins thank you tour of Bonwahafu today. Flag bearer of NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, charges media to play lead role in ensuring peace during December elections. Three outgoing envoys bid president farewell. Former Attorney General Ayikwe Ochu seeks Supreme Court interpretation on EC's creation of new constituencies. International community condemned Gambian president's threat to execute all prisoners on death row. Late Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi to be buried next week, and Haiti and Dominican Republic brace for deadly tropical storm fast approaching the Caribbean, says the summary with Doreen Ampofo.
President John Dramani Mahama will today begin his thank you tour of Bonwahafu. Our regional correspondent reports that everything is set to give the president and his entourage a rousing welcome. Three outgoing envoys have bid farewell to President Mahama at the Castle Osu. They were outgoing U.S. Ambassador to Ghana Donald Turtlebaum, Cecil Horns of Zambia, and Eckhard Schanz of Germany. The flag bearer of the MPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has charged the media to play a lead role in ensuring peace during the December polls. At a press rally last night to fraternize with newsmen, the MPP flag bearer encouraged the media to give equal opportunities to all political parties and offer constructive criticism. Former Attorney General and Minister of Justice Ayikwe Ochu has filed a fresh petition at the Supreme Court to restrain the Electoral Commission from going ahead to create additional 45 constituencies. Speaking on Radio Ghana's Behind the News, Mr. Ochu accused the Commission of perpetrating an illegality by creating constituencies and for supervising the NDC primaries. And Haiti and the Dominican Republic are braced for a battering as a tropical storm Isaac approaches the island shared by the two countries. Meteorologists say Isaac would become a hurricane by the time it is due to hit the island later today. It will then move on to Cuba and the southern U.S. by the weekend.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more. President John Dramani Mahama will today take his thank you tour to the Bonwahafu region. Our regional correspondent John Sam Arthur says everything is set to give the president and his entourage a rousing welcome. He spoke to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
The region is very, very prepared. The RCC at the head of the region have pulled out all the stops to give the president a rousing welcome to the region. The first lady is daughter of Bonwahafu from Jima in the Kintampono district. And so the people of the region are beside themselves with joy in having to receive the president. And I can tell you that when he arrives, because it is the first time he is coming to Bonwahafu as the second president of Ghana, there's going to be a guard of honor mounted by the third garrison at the Chinyani airport. From there, the president is expected to take a call on the regional chief imam, where we will meet there, but to wish them a belated back at the Sanla. He then inspect a number of projects. I don't know whether that will be before a grand debate of chiefs and people that will be held at the Jubilee Park, but he's also expected to inspect a number of development projects and then also basically thank the people for their support and the outpouring of love and sympathy that came out during the death and then the final funeral rites of the late president. There's been a lot of work in town. Some of the pavements have been painted. The street lights are all being adorned with national colors and all that.
What have people been saying? What are they expecting of the president?
They are hoping to hear about his commitment to the development agenda that was started by the late President Mills. President Mills has done a lot in his 3.5 years for the region, you know, with the start of operations of the University of Energy and Natural Resources and many other projects that have been going on in the region. So the people are hoping that they're going to get commitments from President Mahama that he's going to continue this work that President Mills started.
That was our Bonwahafu regional correspondent John Sam Arthur talking to Agatha Samoa. It is now official. The NDC has closed the door of opportunity for any member of the party who wishes to contest for the flag bearership slot. This was after President John Mahama, who had been proposed by the National Executive Committee, picked his nomination forms at the party's headquarters in Accra. The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedun Ketia, insisted that the date of August 29 to 30 fixed for the Special Delegate Congress in Kumasi remains unchanged.
The door has been shut on the application of our regular method of selecting a presidential candidate. We are beginning the Congress in the evening of 29th. That is where the final National Executive Committee meeting will take place. And then we will call Congress to order at 9 a.m. on the 30th of August at the Babayara Sports Stadium.
That was the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedun Ketia. Meanwhile, President John Mahama has assured the rank and file of the NDC of leading the party to victory in the December elections. He has therefore asked all the party faithful to unite to successfully prosecute the campaign. President Mahama also appealed to those who are aggrieved to let bygone be bygone and come on board so that together the NDC can achieve a total and decisive victory. President Mahama said this when he picked nomination forms and paid the 5,000 CD filing fee at the party's headquarters in Accra. Seth Aya reports.
President John Dramani Mahama was received at the NDC headquarters by an enthusiastic supporters, some of whom had been waiting since morning. The General Secretary of the party, Johnson Asiedun Ketia, spelled out the requirements for the nomination forms.
The sole candidate would need to get two delegates to propose the candidate, and then we get four other delegates to second the nomination, and then this nomination has to be endorsed by five members of good standing from each of the 230 constituencies throughout the country. So in all, our candidate, His Excellency, will require 1,156 signatures of well-qualified members of the NDC spread throughout the country. And his own signature will be the 1,157th signature.
President Mahama thanked the rank and file of the NDC for the support given him so far. Thus, he asked them to carry it into the campaign after it has been launched on August 30 in Kumasi.
I wish to use this opportunity to say that it gives us a chance to pull this party together. And I want to use this occasion to call on everybody who has been a part of this party, who for one reason or the other has felt aggrieved or has been hurt in the past by any utterances or anything that anybody has done to make them feel marginalized, that they should put all those things behind them. Let's come together as one family. With the trust that has been reposed in me, I would use every effort that I have to be able to pull this party together. I'm sure that if we all put our shoulders to it, every other person who has been aggrieved and as a result of that is pursuing his own program would be able to be brought on board so that we come back together as one family. It is said that in unity lies strength, and so we'll work for that.
President Mahama asked the supporters of the party to attend the Congress in their numbers.
Let me also call on all our party faithful all across the country to look forward to a successful and peaceful Congress. I'm sure that the Congress would be a very, very, very properly organized one, and it will be the stage where we kick off our campaign for the December 2012 election. We have very little time left, barely 3 months to an election, and so we all have to come and put our shoulders to the wheel and make sure that this election takes off as quickly as possible. And I am confident that, as Prof constantly said, God is on our side and he will grant us victory in December.
President Mahama is expected to return the forms at least 48 hours before the Congress starts. Seth Iyia reporting for Radio Ghana.
The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, has charged the media to play a lead role in ensuring peace during the December polls. At a press soiree last night to fraternize with newsmen, the NPP flag bearer once again committed himself to free, fair and violent free elections. He encouraged the media to give equal opportunities to all the political parties and offer constructive criticism. Bright in Trauma reports.
It is the first public appearance by the NPP flag bearer after the evening encounter. The main agenda for the night was to thank the media for their support during his Restoration of Hope tour. Nanado acknowledged the important role the media play in society. He explained that one institution that has helped in consolidating Ghana's democracy is the work of the media. He encouraged the media to continue with a path of responsible journalism. Nanado said what Ghanaians expect from the media is to provide a level playing field to all political parties. The NPP flag bearer noted that the media have a bigger role to play in educating the electorate on the messages of the political parties.
The election that is coming in December, I think all of us know, is going to be at a close-run affair. And don't be from my hands on that it will not be too close. But nevertheless, a contestable election. And we want this election to be conducted in a very high plane, by very high plane. But first of all, that it is peaceful. When every opportunity is given to everybody to be able to express their view openly and peacefully about what is happening in Ghana. But it will be fair, it will be transparent, and it will be without any incident of violence. That's what the Ghanaian people are expecting, and we hope that you can help the Ghanaian people achieve this goal.
Nanado again committed himself to issue-based politics. He said the December polls is about the track record of the parties, adding that the NPP has the best.
The choices before our people are clear. We have to make a choice between an administration that has done very little to push the economy of this country forward, if anything else, has set us back from the battle that Kufuor established for our country. And the NPP, under new leadership, that still has committed the fundamental values that has made the NPP what it is. We have to choose between our country. Whether we go along with the policies that have failed us in these last 3 or 4 years, whether we go along with a party that has a track record of achievements and new policies that are going to advance the welfare of our people. It's important that there is clarity on this before the people of Ghana, so that they can make an informed choice as to which way they want to go.
The campaign manager of the NPP, Boakye Jackson, encouraged the media to make sure that right things are done no matter people's political affiliation.
That was Brighton Trammell's report. 58 journalists and media institutions have been shortlisted for the 17th GJA Award Ceremony, which comes off in Accra tomorrow. They include Rosemary Gezi and Dominic Longi of Radio Ghana, Sarah Ofori and Ekria Ofori-Wadako of GTV, and Manasseh Azuri Awuni, a freelance journalist. Others are Moses Doche Aklobotu, Doreen Hammond and Shirley Asiedu-Ado of the Daily Graphic, Jifa Ematete and John Viga of the Ghanaian Times, as well as Albert Futupo Sefonyo Jokotu of the Ghana News Agencies. The rest are Portia Solomon of TV3, Jamila Okeichi of the Daily Graphic, Michael Oti of Metro TV, and Emmanuel Dogbovi of the Ghana Business News. GBC and Obunu FM are also to receive institutional awards. The chairman of the awards committee, Edward Ameibo, told the news conference in Accra that the short-listed individuals and institutions were picked from a record of 400 applicants from 6 regions. Stories with social impact aside from their accuracy, balance and fairness were those which were eventually selected for the awards. Georgette Kuh has more.
We talk about ethics, you know, respect to cultural sensitivity, respect for gender and the people with disabilities when we are writing about those things. You know, they are not victims. They are just people with certain disabilities. And we talk about truth, which in all news reports, that must be based on truth. And truth includes validity, originality of the story. You don't go and pick something from the internet and twist it a bit and give it to us as a story. So we want to know truth. And then language. Well, language is the apparel in which ideas are clothed, you know. So we look at your language, grammatical errors, things like that, you know, and the cohesion of your language.
This year's theme is giving credence to 2012 election and democratic stability, the role of the media. For the first time in the history of the awards, professionals of international repute are in the country to grace Saturday's event. They include the President of International Federation of Journalists, the President of African Union of Journalists, and the President of West African Union of Journalists. The first GJA Award ceremony was held in December 1985 under the administration of the late Edwin Tenge of GBC.
Georgette Cole reporting. With 3 months to the general elections, representation of women in parliament has come up again for discussion. Research on the performance of women candidates in the 2010 district level elections in the Northern, Upper East and Upper West regions revealed that women are poorly represented at lower levels of government. The study is therefore recommending the need for tactful sensitization and education among citizens to increase the chances of women's participation in governance. The Minister of Women and Children's Affairs, Juliana Azuma-Mensah, agreed with us at the launch of the research report in Accra. The Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana has launched a 38-page manifesto in Accra to draw attention to government and political parties to the exclusion of all small-scale farmers from the development agenda. A lecturer at the University of Ghana, Legon, Professor Ramatu Al-Hassan, said the manifesto will allow farmers to articulate their concerns in the 2012 elections and also demand sustainable development by ensuring food security and poverty reduction. Judith Doe was at the launch for Radio Ghana.
Small-scale farmers constitute over 80% in Ghana's agricultural sector, hence can be described as the backbone of Ghana's economy. Peasant farmers constitute so much to the gross domestic product and also feed the nation, yet are the most marginalized and poorest in society. Professor Ramatu Al-Hassan observed that the insufficient attention given to critical issues affecting farmers is a major setback in the fight against poverty and hunger. She noted that the manifesto provides presidential and parliamentary candidates with an agenda so that once they are elected, they can be held accountable in relation to issues that concern small-scale farmers.
Judith Doe reporting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. President Mahama begins thank you tour of Bono Ahafo today. Flag bearer of MPP Nana Akufo-Addo charges media to play lead role in ensuring peace during December elections. Three outgoing envoys bid president farewell. Former Attorney General Ayikwe Otu seeks Supreme Court interpretation on EC's creation of new constituencies. International community condemns Gambian president's threat to execute all prisoners on death row. Late Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi to be buried next week. And Haiti and Dominican Republic brace for deadly tropical storm fast approaching the Caribbean. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Welcome back. The outgoing U.S. ambassador to Ghana, Donald Tettelbaum, says Ghana continues to show good signs as a true democratic nation, having witnessed a smooth transition of power after the passing on of President Atta Mills. He urged the country to strengthen its institutions so as to become a beacon of hope for Africa. Mr. Tettelbaum said those when three special envoys paid farewell to President John Mahama at the Castle Osu after officially ending their duty tour in Ghana.
Very, very shortly after I leave. Let me also say I would be remiss to not say thank you to the many, many Ghanaians, both in government, many of whom are sitting right across from me, who have been both so welcoming and so constructive to work with. Even when we have our disagreements, we disagree as friends. Sometimes we convince each other, sometimes we don't convince each other, but we come together with respect, we talk, and we walk away from each other, I believe, with even more respect. And I walk away feeling that we have a fantastic bilateral relationship between our governments, a strong relationship between our countries, and indeed a deep and strong relationship between the peoples of the United States of America and the peoples of the Republic of Ghana. And I am very, very proud to have played even a small portion of helping continue and build on that. Thank you.
Outgoing U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Donald Tettelbaum. President Mahama recounts some of the benefits Ghana derived under the tenure of Donald Tettelbaum.
During your tenure as ambassador, I dare say that, you know, Ghana's, you know, relations with the United States of America has climbed to an entirely new level. In that period, we have had a visit by the President of the United States of America very early, you know, in the period of government, administration of this government. And beyond that, you know, we continued with the Millennium Challenge Compact that we were working on and brought it to a successful conclusion. And that has seen, you know, quite a wide range of development across this country in respect to the objectives that we set under the Millennium Challenge. That has set the basis for a new partnership which we are working on and which you've been very, you've played a very contributory role to securing. And we're hoping that that would make a major impact, especially on the energy sector of this country, and see Ghana become a major, major contributor to supply of energy within the West African sub-region. Aside from that, there are several other bilateral issues that we've been collaborating with the United States on, and these have all occurred under your tenure. You leave Ghana as a very good friend, and we think that this is your second home, and that you're always welcome to come back anytime you wish to. But I'm sure that certainly in the next posting that you're going to get, you're still going to be in a position where we can continue to dialogue and continue to build on the very good bilateral relations that exist between our countries.
President Mahama, also at the castle were the outgoing Zambian ambassador to Ghana, Cecil Holmes, and the German ambassador to Ghana, Eppard Schanz. Former Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Aikwe Otu, has filed a fresh suit at the Supreme Court to restrain the Electoral Commission from going ahead to create additional 45 constituencies. He accuses the Commission of perpetuating an illegality by creating constituencies. Speaking on Radio Ghana's Behind the News, Mr. Otu condemned the EC for supervising the NDC primaries that seek to get parliamentary candidates to contest the proposed constituencies.
Every constituency has electoral areas going with it. So when you look at the CI-73, it has three columns. One column deals with the constituency, the other column with the constituency headquarters, and then the third column deals with the electoral areas. Now, if you look at the electoral areas, you'll find that they were created by LI 1983, which was prepared by the Minister for Local Government. It's a case that the creation of electoral areas is the responsibility assigned to the minister responsible to the electoral commission. Therefore, the minister has no right to have allocated unto himself that power to create the electoral areas. So it is our case that the act of the minister is inconsistent with and in contravention of Article 40. Of the Constitution.
So you think that EC is perpetrating an illegality?
Exactly.
But you agree that EC is using the right channels to get the CI-73 passed?
Yes. But I believe that you've read the acts thoroughly, and if you look at the bit, you will see the inconsistency we are talking about. How can the EC look on while the minister responsible for local government
Well, the suit is also asking the court to declare the creation of the new districts as contravening Article 45B in the 1992 Constitution. Can you explain this further?
Yes, because the function of creation or demarcation of electoral areas has been assigned under the Constitution to the EC and not the local government minister. But all the electoral areas you find there have been created rather by the minister responsible for local, which is in breach of the Constitution.
Former Attorney General Aikwe Otu talking to Agatha Asamoah. The Asumdri Park, the burial place of the late President Professor John Evans Atta Mills, has been closed to the public. The park was initially scheduled to be closed on the 14th of this month, but members of the public were allowed to continue to pay their last respect. The park has now been closed temporarily after the burial of President Mills. During a visit to the burial site by a correspondent, workers were busily working to put the place in shape. It is not clear if it will be reopened permanently to the public after work is completed. In a related development, arrests made by the public by the police during the funeral of late President Mills are before the court. Corporate institutions and individual organizations continue to donate towards celebration of important festivals in the country. It is in this regard that the Robert Vogel Memorial Foundation has donated 1,000 Ghana cedi each and assorted drinks to the 9 clans of the La State towards the celebration of Homowo. The items totaling 13,000 Ghana cedis is to help in the peaceful celebration of the festival. The foundation manager Maxwell Ahuga, who made the presentation on behalf of the director, Mrs. Naomi Rogel, said he hopes the presentation will go a long way to help the late people continue, the La people to continue to live in peace. He also urged the chiefs and people to remain the unity and harmony among all the La clans and Ga state in general. Receiving the items, the head of Afrosroway, Numo Konoboy, thank the foundation for their support and promise a peaceful celebration. On the international front, Gambian President Yahya Jammeh says the country is planning to execute all death row prisoners by September, a decision that has sparked condemnation from human rights groups worldwide. The West African nation last executed an inmate about 30 years ago. It is unclear what prompted the change in stance. By the end of last year, Gambia had 44 people on death row, including 2 women, according to human rights activists. Ethiopia's late Prime Minister Meles Zenawi, who died on Monday after a short illness, is to be given a state burial on the 2nd of next month. Mr. Zenawi, who died at age 57 in a Brussels hospital after a gaping hole in Ethiopian politics and deprived Western powers of a reliable ally in the fight against Islamic militants in the Horn of Africa. Thousands of mourners, many holding candles, gathered to witness the Prime Minister's casket, which arrived in the capital Addis Ababa last Tuesday. And Haiti and Dominican Republic are braced for a battering as tropical storm Isaac approaches Hispaniola, the island shared by the two countries. Some 400,000 Haitians still living in makeshift camps after a deadly earthquake in 2010 are among the most vulnerable groups, aid groups have warned. Meteorologist says Isaac could have become a hurricane by the time it is due to hit the island later on today. To end the news, the main points again. President John Mahama will today begin his thank you tour of Bono Ahafo. Our regional correspondent reports that everything is set to give the president and his entourage a rousing welcome. The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, has charged the media to play a lead role in ensuring peace during the December polls. And Haiti and Dominican Republic are braced for a battering as tropical storm Isaac approaches the island shared by the two countries. And that ends the news broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.